Every time a company hints at offering its own TV subscription service, we ask what it means for traditional television and cable. And now we're doing it again. Enter Apple. The company is reportedly working on a TV service with a selection of channels that could feature many of the top networks. Meg James of the Los Angeles Times has been looking into this. Welcome, Meg.
Thank you.
First, what have you learned about what Apple is planning?
Well, Apple is planning a new television service that would have some of the major broadcast networks, CBS, Fox, and ABC, and they'd like to have their new service launch this fall in time for the rollout of the new fall season.
What's the cost?
We really don't know the actual cost because Apple is keeping the details tied under wraps, but we think it's going to be about $30 to $40 a month for a subscription. It really depends on the number of channels and what channels that they have in their package.
You didn't mention NBC as one of the potential networks in there. What's going on there?
That's a very interesting case. NBC is owned by the nation's largest cable operator, Comcast. And right now, Comcast is trying to get federal approval for a major takeover of the second largest cable company, Time Warner Cable. And one of the reasons why some have speculated that NBC isn't involved right now is because Apple is looking to take a bite out of Comcast, you know, core business, which is offering cable TV channels.
So cable's been feeling this pressure and this competition from all over the place for a while, but how does Apple's potential entry with its own service really changed that?
The reason why so many people think that Apple might be a game changer is because of their success with all of their devices, the iPhone, the iPad, and now they're even rolling out a watch. If Apple could corner the market on delivery of TV channels, then it's going to put a lot of these incumbents like Comcast, Time Warner Cable, on their heels. They're going to have to cut their prices to try to compete with these lower cost options that Apple and others are, you know, trying to provide.
Again, we don't know the cost yet, but say the basic Apple offering here of this service is in that $30 range or so, as you mentioned. It sounds a lot cheaper than your $90 or $100 cable bill. But if you have to cobble services together, adding HBO to that and Netflix and a few other things, is it really going to be cheaper?
Well, analysts have pointed that out this week. They say that, and this actually, Don, might be the ace in the hole for the traditional players, the DirecTVs, the Comcast and Cox. The thinking is if you start, you know, paying $15 for HBO here, $30 or $40 to Apple there, then you have your Netflix subscription that it's going to end up costing $70 or $75. Whereas these traditional providers like Comcast and Time Warner Cable also provide the high-speed internet lines that you're still going to need. And so the thinking is that a lot of consumers will want to write just one check rather than five different checks to all these different programmers.
Meg James is corporate media reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Meg, thank you.
Thank you, and welcome to the brave new world of TV.
All right.